Today's learning should be the nitros of Chaim Luz, of Shemshah, Yemesha, and Daniel Rifka, Bez Mesha Israel, and it's just for Shlomo Chaim, and Shemalki, and Bracha, Bessar Malki, and Yitzchak, and Fegaldina, and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Resh Ayin Zayin. Simen Resh Ayin Zayin, we're going to talk about how you have to be careful not to cause a malacha to happen. So even though it's a grama, right, so the main topic over here is going to be causing a candle to go out. So we're going to speak about how you are not allowed to, you got to be careful about that as well, even though it's not directly something you're doing it, so directly something that you are doing, but there is still an issa from doing that. So let's see, let's start over here, Simen Resh Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. Ner Shemunach Achayre Adela. So you have a candle that's lit, and it's behind the door. Now, behind the door doesn't mean behind the door. That's what we're going to get to soon. It's not attached to the door. That's going to be a different, that's going to be a little bit later in the simon, meaning when you open the door, it's on the other side of the door. So you're outside, and you need to open the door. So, also, Leftayach Hadeles, you know how to open the door, Kedarkai is in parentheses. We'll see why that is, but let's first learn Pashup Shad is, you know how to open the door. Leave out the word Kedarkai. Shema Yichabenu Haruach, because by opening the door, there is a possibility that the wind will cause the door to go, the light, the candle, to go out. Avalinoil Hadela, says the Rama, to close the door, so that causes it not to go out, right? So in a situation that the door remaining open, it's a strong possibility that the wind will put it out. You can close the door, even though now you're causing that it shouldn't go out. So the obvious difference, which we'll see, is by opening the door, you're potentially causing that something will change, that causing something to change, meaning causing the candle to go out. Here, by closing the door, all you're doing is causing that the candle should stay on. You're not causing any change. Mutav, u'adim b'chalon, the same thing as with a window, shekeneged on there, she'al hashulchan, that is on the candle, that is on the table, I'm sorry, opposite a window, same thing. You're not allowed to open the window, which can cause the candle to go out, but you'd be allowed to close the window. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. The Ein Chiluk Ner, candle. Ein Chiluk B'zeh Bein Ner Shel Shemen HaShav V'Cheluk. This does not make a difference of between a oil candle, a wax candle, or a candle made from Cheluk. So remember, we said that there was a difference when it came to a candle moving, if it was a oil or wax, because by an oil candle, when it tilted or moved, you caused the light, the fire, to get bigger and smaller. By a wax candle, you didn't. But over here, that's not the concern. Over here, and at least in Sif Aleph, the concern, the first part of Sif Aleph, is the concern is not about making the thing bigger or smaller. The concern is that causing it to go out. Let's see. So, Achari Adelis Kigoi. Delis Shanitachas Lefnim. You have a door that opens inward. Umachrea Munach Babayas Ner Dalek. And behind the door, there is a candle lit in the house. Now, Vedafka says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishu Neged Psichas Hadelis Mamish Rekarabel Adelis. There has to be a real concern that potentially by opening the door, after you open the door, wind is going to come and put the candle out. The Inyan, Kishu Yipasach Hadelis, when you open the door, Yuchal Likava Sayyideh HaRuach, Amanashay Mimachutz. It's possible that the candle will go out because of the wind that's blowing outside. Umasha Kasav Kedarka, I alluded to this, that there's a word Kedarka in parentheses. I am a Magan Avram. Now we're going to see soon there is a difference between opening Kedarka and not Kedarka. So we'll see what it is. But over here, in this case, I am a Magan Avram, because of the Tos Sefer here, who the word should be left out. Even you open the door slowly, the wind that's outside is blowing, and it doesn't make a difference if you open the door slowly or quickly. Either way, the problem is not the door, that we're going to see soon. There's a different situation where the problem is how you open the door. But over here, the situation has nothing to do with how you're opening the door. It has to do with the fact that there's a wind blowing outside. So we leave the word out. Okay, so the concern is that the Shema Yechabenu Haruach, that the wind might put the candle out. I'm Magan Avram, Simon Tovkuf, Yud, Dalas, Sivkot, Yud. There's nothing to do if the wind at this moment is blowing. So you're standing outside, you want to open this door, and at this moment, there's no wind blowing, so the candle's not going to go out. You have no way of knowing exactly when a wind is going to start is going to start blowing. Now, it's a very important distinction over here. Our concern is not, okay, our concern is not that 10 minutes after I open the door, wind is going to blow, because that had nothing to do with me opening the door. I opened the door, nothing happened to the candle. 10 minutes later, wind blows. That's not my problem. The concern is that a wind will blow as soon as I open the door. So basically, by me opening the door, I immediately, although not directly, but I'm being garum that the candle should go out. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah is explaining to us, I might consider that it is okay if the wind is not blowing at this moment. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's not true, because you have no way of knowing exactly when the wind is going to blow. So the fact that there's not a wind blowing right now, and therefore it's likely I open the door and nothing happens, and maybe a few minutes later something will happen, and therefore why is that my problem? Is because we don't control the wind, so we have no idea when a wind is going to start blowing. The Yesh Mekilim is that there are those who are Mekel, that if currently when I open the door nothing will happen, it's okay. But nearly the Mekoyim Yesh Lahakov is that only if you have no other choice, then you can be Mekel. So you, but in that case, make sure to open the door very slowly. Because sometimes when you open a door quickly, that creates a wind, right? So of course, then you can't do it. So let's just sum this up. If you have a candle burning, that if there was a wind blowing and you open the door, it potentially causes the candle to go out. You can't open that door even if at that moment there's not a wind blowing, because we don't know when the wind is going to start blowing. If you have a shas adchag, you have no other way of getting inside, you have to get into this room and it's the only door there, and currently there's no wind blowing, then you can open the door slowly and make sure that if the wind starts blowing, you don't open the door. Okay, now. We said then the remark comes along, and the remark says to close the door, that's okay. You're not doing anything. You're not lighting the fire, right? And you're not causing the fire to go out, right? You're not doing anything by closing the door. You're preventing that maybe a wind down the road might blow the candle out. If you would leave the door open, all you're doing is closing the door, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, this is actually very, very negated to us, because we're making a chiluk over here between doing something that will cause a something to happen, okay, or doing something that will prevent something that will cause that the status quo remains the same. Right, so when it comes to Shabbos, it's a very, very, very big difference, and it's also very negayah to halacha ourselves. To in where we're in our modern day halacha, it's very, very negayah. So I'm going to read from you from one of the notes here. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman. Mikan lamed agarin of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So from this concept that when I'm closing the door, I'm not doing anything. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach learns out for this. Like Gabi Shoyin Shabbos, right? A Shabbos clock, it works through pushing the pins in or out. It's set from before Shabbos to stop the electric. Okay, so very common, right? We have the mechanical timers. We're not talking about a digital timer. We have a mechanical timers, old fashioned with the pins. Okay, you set it that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the light should go out. Shemuta. I can take that pin and slide it over that it shouldn't go off till 4 o'clock. Okay. Shema'acha. All I'm doing is causing that the status quo should remain longer, right? So what am I doing when I close the door? I'm causing that the status quo should remain. What do I do when I'm moving a pin on a timer? I'm causing, again, we're not passing any here, but just a very important concept to understand. When it comes to Doima, this is similar. Noilas I close the door in front of the candle. Now, by closing the door, I'm causing that down the road the wind will not put the candle out. Therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's no different than causing that the light should stay on longer. Right? Ulam Huva in the Arche Shabbos Shalemaisa. He says, he paskins that you shouldn't do this unless it's a great tzarech. Now, Mayidach, the Shalsa Chuva Sigris Maisha Kasav, Shanecha Davin Loacha Gamur, Vasa. Where Maisha disagrees, he says that moving it up is considered a malacha, because you're right, you're pushing it off, but now you're causing a new mitzias that at 4 o'clock is going to shut off. V'chein dasa ha-goyin Rebel Yashiv, u'bir shekemich u'machshe ha-mischoinen l'foil kach, you're causing that the timer should do this, ein ha-nechshev kegroma, u'l'maisen yedayim, v'chein dasa ha-goyin Rebel Nissen Korelitz, shebechol oifen, Now, it could be that they're talking about a case over here about moving the timer forwards. Instead of going off at 3 o'clock, you're causing it to go off at 5 o'clock. The question is, would they be more meikol? So again, we had Reb Shlomo Zalman who said that b'shas atchag, he says it would seem to be okay, but better not to do it. We have the others who say that you shouldn't. Removing the pin, that it should just stay on, period. It shouldn't go off at all, or not turn on, right? So then possibly there is more makom to be meikol on it, but this is where the basis for this halacha. Okay. Now let's go a drop further. Okay. The imu kavua b'koysel shachar adelos. What happens if the candle is on the wall right behind the door? Asl of tayach adelos noli kedarka. You're not allowed to open the door and close it regularly. Shemite adelos nekeshes olaf tachabena. We're worried about a different thing. The door is going to hit the wall, and it's going to cause the candle to go out. Ela paseach v'noel benachas. You should go ahead and open and close the door very, very slowly, so you shouldn't cause a very practical thing. So you have the door, the candle is on the shelf that's on the wall right behind the door. The door can hit the wall, and when it hits the wall, it shakes the candle, can cause the candle to go out. So you should be careful, open the door very, very slowly. Let's see the Mishabru, Kavua Bekaisel, Tzolemish Hadelis Beseklif, then the door's opening in, which Aner Kavua Bekaisel, the candle is attached to the wall, but Oifen, Imipasach Hadelis, Tinkosh Vetagil Aner Shalachver, it's going to hit the candle behind it. Well, no, I like to close it. Acharnikas Bezel Lino Shari, to close it is okay, Loyavi Del Zechibu, because that's going away from the candle. Vayim Primagadim Shayashuk Sas Dibri Mechabe, so why did Mechabe use the word to close it? Lachaira, if the candle's behind the door, my problem is when I open the door, it's going to hit the wall, but when I close the door, it's not going to do anything. The mayor is Shanoyo Bakayak says, even by closing, you have to be careful. That when you slam the door closed, the wall shakes. The wall shakes, it might also cause it to go out. The wasn't mean going out, that you'll shake the candle. Remember, when the oil goes away from the wick, it causes it to get lower, which is considered kibuy. Or she is scarf ksasa shemen, or it's going to get closer. It's absilvis chaim shemaver, and that's going to be maver. But either way, it's a very just practical thing. If the candle is, if the first case, we were worried about wind. Okay, so there closing was not a problem. Opening was a problem, except if you know that the wind won't put it out. When we're over here, we're talking about it's on the wall. Since it's attached to the wall, right, and the door is going to hit the candle, hit the wall, it's going to shake the wall. Potentially, you're causing either the candle to get lighter, go out, get stronger, get lighter. All these things would be lighting a fire or putting out a fire on Shabbos. Okay, let's just finish up this sif so we don't close out with Yontov with an open sif. The candle is attached to the door. By opening and closing, you cause the oil to slosh around, and it either gets closer or further. Then obviously you're not allowed to open and close the door. Says the Ramah, here's where there's a difference. If you have a wax candle that is attached to the door, you can open it because, remember, by a wax candle, we don't have the problem of the oil getting closer or further. Let's see the Mishabru, Mekar, Vashemin. When you swing the door open and close, the oil sloshes around. When it goes away from the wick, you're Mechaba. When it goes closer to the wick, you're lighting a fire. Even though you don't have kavana, we know that the davar she'eino mischaven is mutter mikol makom psik reishu, not when it's a psik reishu, meaning it's for sure going to happen. If you can do it in a way that you open the door very, very slowly so the oil's not going to slosh around for sure, then it's mutter. The ein isa betiltel adelis. What about tiltel? So I just told you that if the candle, let's have a wax candle or an oil candle, I'm opening the door very, very slowly so it's not sloshing around. What about the fact that I am moving the candle? It's mukta. Mishum haner mukta kvuba. What about does the door should become mukta? I have a candle. Lefisha adelis lenasas basas l'ner. We had this already. What serves, does the candle serve the room or does the candle serve the door? The candle serves the room to be light. It doesn't serve the door. The door is more chashuv than the candle. The door is part of the house, not part of the candle. Okay, so therefore, the door does not become muksa by the fact that the candle is on it. When it comes, if it's a wax candle that's on the door, you don't have the same problem because you don't have any concern about slashing around. What happens if it's a wax candle? By opening and closing the door, you might cause the candle to go on. Obviously, even a wax candle would be usher to do. Okay, we'll stop over here. Everybody should have a chag kosher v'sameach. And yetz Hashem, we will learn on Monday and Tuesday on Chol HaMoed, Be'ezras Hashem, and we will advise on the exact timing.
Thanks.